Okay, we're picking up from the bottom of Chavtas and Beis. We're 8 lines from the bottom. I should have just gone one more extra second. But Ba'etzem, the Gemara was saying right now that how could it be that when you have an Ara Marasa, the Avia of Uvalea, Mefir Nerdeh, the husband can't annul the vows on his own, so only Nesuah could do that. So since Rabbi Lezer tells us that Maimer doesn't have the power to do a Hafar Sadarim, we learn that Maimer is going to be affecting the state of Nesuah. So Gemara says, Amar Nachman Yitzchak Maim, Mefir, what is the meaning of Rabbi Lezer's words? The Yavim is allowed to annul the vows. Mefir b'shitfas, he's allowed to do it together with the father, like that of a status of an arusa. So there is no necessarily raya from here. Therefore, Maimer affects only the state of Erisin and would not necessarily affect it been to it. Now we're going right to the Gemara says, we clarify Rabbi Elazar, that the basis of Rami said before that Maimar is going to be different. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Maimar, the Beit Shammai, Eina Kone, that Maimar, according to Beit Shammai, does not affect the real acquisition of this lady. Ella Lidchos Lotar Bavad, as the main exception, the main rule, main halacha that it was, the Nafkamina was for, is that if you do Maimar with, again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven is married to Reuvena, and Shimon is married to Shimona, who are sisters, and Reuven dies first, and Levi does Maimar with Reuvena, so then, if Shimon then subsequently dies, and the sister comes before Yibum, so normally, if they have two sisters before Yibum and Chalitza, they're both at the Chalitza, but here, since you did Maimar already, that is Doche, the lady of Shimon, to coming, and Reuven's allowed to then continue the process of Yibum. So the Gemara says, Amai Mefer B'shutfus, why is the Maimar able to affect the halachas of being Mefer Nadarim? You said that it only works for the fact that it rejects the Tara from being allowed to be an issue over here. So Gemara says, Amar Lachar B'lazar, Ima what did I say this halacha that it means that the Maimar is going to be rejecting the Tzara, that the only way to be removing this Tzara and who you now the Maimar for is by doing a get and chalitza. Nami chalitza, you require chalitza and a get. But did I say anything about the halachas with regards to annulling her vows? Did I say that the Maimar doesn't affect this type of kinyan? Avada, it would. And basically, meaning I'm adding in, now Rabbi Lezer is going to say that Maimar is incomplete, that you still require chalitza, but at the end of the day, still it would be something that makes you a full-fledged wife of this person, and therefore you would be allowed to be made for the Nidarim. Or the Gemara says, you might say, another answer we give for Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer could say, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, mi nicha, is Rav Nachman Yitzchak any better in the Mishnah? Miktana Yefir. The Bais doesn't teach us that they are jointly annulling the vows, referring to the Yavam and the father. Yefir, katana Yefir implies that only one person is doing it. It sounds like the Yavam alone is able to make for the Darim. So even if Maimar is going to be a full-fledged Yavama, Rabbi Lezer is saying that L'chora, it should be the equivalent of Nesuin. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak argued that it's only on Erisin. How could Rabbi Lezer explain the Mishnah, the Braisa, any better? L'chora, he's not able to do it with the father. We don't see the father in the picture. It should be together, which it doesn't say. It doesn't say Yefir. It says Yefir, sounding like just the Yavam himself could do that. Ella, I have to give a different explanation. Hachamayaskina, what are we doing to the Ver? Sha'amda bedin, where the Yavama was Omid bedin. The Yavam became Upaskula Mazonos Mishullah. So she said, listen, he's not doing Yivam, he's not doing Chalitza. So she comes to the basin and they force him. They say, listen, the potential Yavam, they say to him, Reuven, what are you doing over here? Are you either doing Yivam or dying Chalitza? And while you're waiting, they penalize him that he should be giving her every single day Mazonos to support herself. So therefore, what's the difference if he takes a Mazonos? So Gemara says, anyone who makes a vow is based on the consent of her husband. Rav Pinchas makes a big chiddush over here that when the Torah decides that the husband, the potential husband in the Erisin process and then the Nesuin process, they does it together with the father, is because he's not being giving her Mazonos. But Rav Pinchas teaches us that if Enechanami, the Arusa, for whatever reason, decided he's supporting the wife already at the stage of Erisin, again, which was not commonly done only by Nisuin, so then he would have full access to by himself to be able to make for the Nadarim. So Argamar is saying the same thing could be according to this Braisa, according to the Rabbi Eliezer. We could say that the Yavam is talking about a case where the Yavam is already paying. He didn't do the Yibum or Chalitza yet, but he's paying for her. Since he was Paskam Mazonos, and then you do Yibum, you do Maimar, that would be enough already to be made for the Nadarim alone without the father. Because, again, you're supporting her, and according to Rav Pinchas has a chiddush that really the ikar point of the Nadarim, be made for the Nadarim, is based on the support. Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is continuing the cases of three brothers. The Mishnah tells us, Shlosha Achin, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim, Em, Nesun, Shtei Achayas. Reuven and Shimon are married to Reuven and Shimona, two sisters. V'achad Nasi Nachris, and Levi is married to a random woman who isn't related whatsoever. So he's related to Rachel. So now, he's not related, he's married to Rachel, who's not related to Reuven and Shimona. Now, Mesa Achad and Balei Achayas. If Shimon dies, V'kanas Nasi Nachris es Ishto. So then Levi took Shimona Umeis. So then he comes before. Now they come before Yivun. So now this is a pasuk case. Harishonu Yotze Mishum Achos Isha. Shimon's wife is removed because she is the Shimon's wife was the sister. Shimona was the sister of Ravena. So therefore, when she's married to Levi now, she's pasuk not going to be shayach to Yivun Mechalitza because it's a tzara v'nerva. Ushnia Mishum Tarasa, and Levi's wife is going to be pater because she's the co-wife of Shimona now, because Levi again took in Shimona to do Yivun. Also, by Maimar Umeis, what if Shimon, after Shimon dies, Levi does Maimar with Shimona, and Levi then dies without a child. So then, Nachris Chalitzis v'lo Mesiyav Emetz. You can only do Chalitza, not Yibum, because since over here, the Maimar is going to be now, the Maimar made her an Erva to Reuven, only the fact that he did Maimar, so that's only not Chal on level Dereisa. So therefore, at this point, the Gemara is going to assume that this is Shita Beis Hillel, says the Maimar is only partially effective, and therefore, since it really didn't work fully, meaning if it fully was being Kones to Levi, it's Pashut, that you wouldn't require Chalitza. But since Maimar may not have been effective, and then which case you're coming, both what would be the din of where you have Levi and Shimon and Levi's, both their wives at the same time coming before Reuven, one of them was an Erva, one of them wasn't, so in that case, it wouldn't necessarily be an issue for you to do, but since you did Maimar, that's a Suffolk, so therefore, we assume that you're now have to do chalitza, not yibum. So Gemara says time of David by Maimar. So the reason implies from over here that Levi's original wife, that Levi did Maimar with Shimon, with Shimon's widow. So that's with Shimon in our example. Halavad by Maimar, but if Levi doesn't do Maimar with Shimona, then Nachris Yibumin Nami Yama, the one who's not related, meaning Levi, would be allowed to do Yibum with Reuven. We do not say that since Shimon's wife was Levi's Zakuka at one point, Levi's wife is also going to be considered a Tzara through the fact that they were also together, Zakukas together. And then when Shimon died, his wife became Zakuka to Levi, because since she was an erva to Reuven. If the Zika is like marriage, then it would be like that Shimona was really shayach to Levi as the Tzara. But since that would be if you hold the Shita of in of Yev Zika. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, this Mishnah is a dead giveaway that in Zika of Afilu Bechad Bechad Acha. There is no Zika, meaning in a Chanami. If we really assume that there was Zika, then Shimona would be shayach to Levi, because again, the only option, Reuven, he can't marry Reuven because Shimona is the sister of Reuvena. So now Shimona comes before Levi, and if she comes before Levi at this stage, then that would be the two of them coming together. They're mamash like a Tzara, and then when subsequently Levi dies, you wouldn't be allowed to do Yibum or Chalitza with the really Yibum. That's the point. You wouldn't be able to do Yibum. So this is a raya that we say that there's Ein Zika. The Gemara is going to question what does the other man Damar do when we have a diak from the other mission on the bottom of the Amud Be'ez Hashem. We'll get to that and we'll see what the Gemara responds. So now the Gemara continues another case. The Gemara says Shlosha Achim, a similar case. You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnei Mem, Nusu, and Shtei Achayos. Reuven and Shimon are married to Reuven and Shimon, who are sisters. Ve'achad Nasi Nachris, and Levi is married to Rachel. Meisa Nasi Nachris. So then Levi dies. So then Shimon takes in Levi's wife Rebum, Umeis, and then Levi dies. So then you have both widows are coming before Reuven. One is Shimona, who's the sister, and one is Levi, who's now related. The first one is because she's Achos Isha, meaning Shimona is Pater, and then Shnia Mitzum Sarasa now because Levi's widow Rachel is now married to Shimon. So then she also is Pater because she's a Tzara of an Erva. Asa Barmer Meis, however, if Levi dies and Shimon only does Maimer, so then Nachris Chalotzos Zulam Mitzum Bemes. This is where the Gemara is going to ask. This wasn't the same exact thing as the first case. Shimon's Maimer wife is Aser. Is mutter rather on the level of Daraisa to Reuven, since Maimar again did not affect it. So therefore, the Gemara is assuming that she has to do Chalitza because on the level of Daraisa she really could do Yibum. But since there's a Tzar of an Erva here on the level of Darabanan because it did Maimar, so then we tell you to do Chalitza and not to do Yibum. So Zak the Gemara, Hasul Amali, why did I need this Mishnah in light of the first Mishnah? I know this is the same thing as the previous Mishnah, that the Mishnah really told us that when you do Maimar, it affects the status to say that you're not allowed to do Yibum, but you still, even on the level of Daraisa, are permitted, but you're not allowed to do Yibum, rather you still have to do chalitza to remove the status of the deraisa. So why do I need two of these cases? And not only that, this is even further. Hash the Gemara fleshes out. Uma hasim over there in the previous Mishnah's case, tachos isha havi tzara l'nachris, where the wife's sister Shimona, who was the Reuven's wife's sister, became the tzara of Levi through Maimer, amart nachris asura. You still said that Levi's wife Rachel is going to be asur to do even with Reuven. Halcha. So in our case, the nachris havi tzara l'achos isha. The unrelated woman became the tzara of the wife's sister, meaning that she did Maimar. Lo kol shekein, it should be even more so that Shimon dies, both of them coming before him should be Aser. Since the wife's sister was Shimon's main wife, and the unrelated woman was the wife to a lesser extent, and therefore we're saying it's obvious that case that she should be the tzara of an erva, as Rashi points out, that would be the issue over here. So again, we're saying it's a kolshekin. Why do I need both mishnayos? So the Gemara points out, you're right. Tanu hanahach b'reisha. We really taught this mishnah. We wanted to teach you the bigger chiddush in the reisha. V'ha chazir l'tera v'sharia. In the case of the mishnah, we had an unrelated woman who was the main wife. She is permitted, and then we don't mention that, meaning that it's not intended to teach us anything about the case because the unrelated woman is going to be in chana mishaya for yibum. She is the main wife of the wife's sister. However, v'hadar chazir l'isura. Later, the Tana is going to be teaching the case where it's aser, the former case that we're mentioning, where the Tana is telling us that the unrelated woman is considered an erva of the tzara of an erva. So that case, we're going to mention that it's aser. Since the leila, since the halacha was especially precious to this Tana, he taught it first. That was why we mentioned it. However, Mishnah Lozama Makoma, we don't want to edit Mishnayas. Originally, the original Mishnah was again memorized, so therefore you can't change around the Mishnayas, so it confused people. So since the Tana was. The Tana was didn't want to mention the other change of Mishnah around. He already had this new Mishnah, so he left the original Mishnah. He left the original Mishnah and added this other Mishnah, which seemingly became extra. So Mishnah is in its current form, and Echanami is really no Chiddush, but the real Chiddush is from the first one, and he really don't want to do the second one. That's what the Gemara is coming on to. Mishnah Lozaza Mem Koyma. So that's the Gemara Vayter. We're up to the next Mishnah. Mishnah says Shlosh Achin Shnayim Mem Shnu Seachayis Reuven Shimon and Levi and Reuven and Shimon Reuven and Shimon who are sisters, and then Vachad Nasin Achras. While the third one, Levi, is married to Rachel, who's unrelated. One of the sisters' husbands, Shimon, dies without any children. So then Levi does Yibum. So Meisa Ishto Shosheni. But here we have a Chiddush over here. The Mishnah now adds in, then the second brother's wife, Reuven's wife, so again, Reuven who's still alive at that point, now he dies. And then Levi dies. So then what's going on over here? Meaning you have the original wife of Levi, who's not related at all, Rachel, and also Shimon's wife, who formerly was the sister of Shimona, who was the sister of Ruvena, but Ruvena had now died, so she's not married to her anymore. So says the Gemara still, Hareza Asurel of Olamis, that Reuven, because of the fact that Reuven's wife was sisters with her, she's going to be asked to Reuven, Hoel Vanessa Lav Sha'acha, since they were at one point together. When Shimon died, his wife was not allowed to do Yibum by Reuven. So then subsequently he did Yibum with Levi, but still, since they were asked to Sha'acha, they were together, because we're going to judge the Pesukim, that is the problem over here. So says the Gemara, Amar Vidam Rav, Kleva Mashin and Nekorah B'Shas Nefila Yavam Yavah Leah. Anyone who at any point is Sha'ach to Yibum. In our case, it was, again, where Shimona died without any children, and therefore she should have, this lady who is Shimona comes before Reuven, but Reuven's wife at this point with Reuvena was still alive. So therefore, even though then afterwards, subsequently, Shimon's wife, Shimona, comes before Levi and she does Yibum, and then Reuven's wife either dies or divorced her, so then in that case really the Mishnah Tana died, so then even though now at this point she's Heter Gamor, this lady was Heter Gamor, but since there was the status of Yibum at one point, it's like a wife of her brother who has children and she's going to be Aser forever, and not even though the sister, the reason for the original Iser, as we mentioned, is no longer applicable. So Zakta Gemara, Mai Kamash Malan, what is the Chiddush over here? We learn this in the Mishnah that says Arezo Asura Lav Olamis Hoil Vanessa Lav Shasachas. The Mishnah says explicitly that it's going to be Asur because she was Asurim at one time in the context of Yibum. So it says the Gemara Ma'ad Seim. I would have said Anami Lehechad Elois Chazal Levin Afila Rishena. The Mishnah is talking about the case where the Yavama never became eligible during the first Yibum situation, meaning that I would have thought the Mishnah is speaking of a case where Reuven's wife died after Levi took Shimon in that Yibum. Throughout the period of Shimon's death, then Levi doing Yibum, the entire time the widow was going to be Ashes Achiv. So then Reuven's going to be not going to be able to be taking him Yibum. That I would have thought the case. However, what I've thought, Aval Heichad, is Chazal Levin Afila Rishona. But let's say where you had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven's wife subsequently dies. So again, Shimon dies first. So then Shimona comes before Levi to do Yibum. But then before Levi has any chance to do anything, and he dies, so then Reuven's wife dies also. So maybe now I could have thought, Ema Tishrei, I thought that case is permitted because it is Yavam Yavaleh. It wasn't right away, but through the period where Shimon had died, she was Shayach to marry, Reuven was Shayach to marry Shimona when Reuvena dies. So Sarah says, Gemara, Kamash Milan, therefore Rav teaches us that when a woman is going to be ineligible at that moment, she initially falls for Yibum. She is like the Tzar of an Erva permanently, and she's going to remain Aser forever. That's the Chiddush of Rav. So which the Gemara says, this is also Pasha. Why does Rav have to teach me this? Hanami Tanina. We also learn this in another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shnei Achin, Nisun Shnei Achayos. We have two brothers married to two sisters. Mesa Achad Mahan. And again, Reuben and Shimon married to Reuben and Shimon, and one of them dies, Reuben dies without any children. And then the second brother's wife dies at the time where the husband's death, the Avama was Aser, and then Shimon dies. So now Shimon, maybe he should be able to do Yibum with Reuven. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says explicitly, "Beferish Hareza Asura Lav Alame Solav Neser Lav Shachas." Again, so that was the Chiddush we're trying to teach in Nusarav. That's also a Mishnah. So I don't need why the Rav the teacher says Chiddush. It says the Gemara, "Ma'ad Seima No," because they're also Hasamu. I would have said that it was Pasha because there was only one other brother. In our example, in the Mishnah over there, there's only two brothers, there's Reuven and Shimon. So when Reuven dies, and Reuvena was sister of Shimon, Shimona, so now when subsequently Shimona dies, that's only one, there's only one brother there. Aval Hacha, but in our case, where you have three different brothers. The lo idchil lahayat beis alagamre, where the outset the Avama was not completely rejected from the house, since she was only again because she was really shayach to Levi at some point. Meaning we had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi over here. So when Shimon dies, Shimona was shayach to do yibum with Levi. So I would have thought im amigum that this chazal ayin is in achris, since she could be taken by yibum, and now subsequently Reuven's wife dies. I would have thought chazal namin lahayat that she'd be allowed to be taken by Reuven because Reuvena had died. Kamashman, therefore the Mishnah teaches us that is not the case, that the Avama is going to stay aser to Reuven forever, even though there was another brother in the picture. That is the Chiddush according to Rav of the Mishnah. Now we're up to the fourth case when you have three different brothers. So the Mishnah. Shlosh Achim, you have three different brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim, Em, Nisun, Shtach, Chayos, two of which Shimon and Reuven and Shimon are married to Reuven and Shimona. Vechad, Nasar, and Achris, and Levi is married to Rachel, who's not related to any brother. Girish, Echad, Vele, Achayos, Azishta. The husband, Shimon, divorced his wife, Umeis, Nasar, and Achris, and the one who was married, the Levi had died without any children, Akansa Megarish, and then the one Shimon who divorced his wife is now going to take in Levi's Rachel into for Yibum Umeis, and then Shimon dies. Zoe Shamru Bakulan Shemiz and this is the case of the Mishnah of the Randav Beis. We read the first Mishnah we had in the Sechta. The Mishnah tells us if any of them were died or divorced, their tzara is going to be permitted. That in this case, at one point Shimon was married to Shimona, who was the sister of Reuven. Reuvena rather, so that was going to be usher for at that point. But since he divorced her first, and then he comes in and marries, marries Levi's wife Rachel. When Levi died on the children, if Shimon subsequently dies, they would be permitted to do yibum. So Zach the Gemara now Taima the Girish Hakachamis. This Mishnah implies that the reason that Levi's widow is permitted to Reuven is the fact that Shimon divorced his wife and then Levi had died. What happens though? Aval Meis Hakachach Girish. But if Levi dies and then after that Levi dies and then Shimon divorced his wife after that, so that would be, that implies, so that again, so that Levi's widow was shayach to Shimon in Zika, and then while Shimon was still married, that implies that it's surah that Levi's wife would be taka aser because she had a Zika of the fact of a tsar of an erva. A Zika of an erva made her aser. So the Gemara says, l'chora, this Mishnah Tanza, so then that implies, amravashi, zosamar, she has Zika, afilu v'treyache, that there would be Zika over here because Levi was shayach to Zika to both Reuven and Shimon. That was her shayach, because again, she was unrelated. Levi's wife, Rachel, was shayach to do Yibum or Chalitza with either Reuven or Shimon because she's unrelated to both of them, and yet the Zika of the fact that she was shayach to Shimon implies from the Mishnah over here that this Mishnah would be teaching us that that even if Shimon subsequently divorced his wife and then Shimon then dies, that this lady Rachel would be putter from doing Yibum for Reuven because of Achos Ishto. So now, if that's the case, that's only hold that if Yesh Zika, Filo B'Treyacha, that there is Zika. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Rav Ashi, Kashid Rav Nachman, but according to Rav Ashi, this is now, I told you the Gemara is going to get to it, this is the point where the Gemara gets to it, how is he going to deal with the inference of the previous Mishnah? The first Mishnah told us the case where Shimon died and Levi did Maimar with the widow. Levi's Maimar wife, meaning Shimona, is Reuven's wife's sister, and Reuven's unrelated woman. The Mishnah ruled that if Levi dies without any children, his widow wife is usher to Reuven because she is a tzara of an erva who is an erva to Reuven. Rav Nachman learned from there that if Levi had not done Maimar with his wife, this would not be considered an erva of the tzara, and that would be fine. Rav Nachman learned from there that there is no Zika. This Mishnah is saying the opposite, that there is Zika, even with Treyachi. So what's going on over here? How do we deal with the two different, how do we learn Lechora? The Mishnah's Pasha is taught by the same Tana. How do we explain this diuk? So says Gemara, Amar Lechora Vashi, who had in the Afagav, the law of the Maimar. The same halacha in that Mishnah's case, even if Levi didn't do Maimar with Shimon's widow with Shimona, the halacha would be Nachras Michas Chaltz Yibum Elam Nami. You would not be allowed to do Yibum. So why does the Mishnah mention Maimar? That was all Diak. We said only because Levi done Maimar with Shimona was there an issue over here. Had he not done Maimar, then it would be fine to get married, which you're saying that there's Ein Zika. So says the Gemara now, V'Aktani Maimar. So the fact that the Tana teaches us this halacha of Maimar is lafukim beit shamai damri Maimar koina. This that Mishnah was just coming to Aliba de Beis Hillel to teach you that we don't hold that Maimar is kona kunyan gomar, that Maimar affects the complete acquisition of the woman, and therefore according to beit shamai, when Levi does Maimar with Shimon's widow with Shimona, she became full fajwet of Levi, and therefore it would be a tzar of an ever mamash on level deraisa. According to he dies, the war fight is going to be put there even without even chalitza. No, so says the Mishnah, you do chalitza. Kamash one Tana is teaching us the loke beit shamai that you require chalitza because Maimar is not making you a full fledged wife. So that was the, we just clarified Rav Ashi. Now the Gemara says, what about Rav Nachman? Again, there's two different diukim. One Mishnah is diuk is in zika as Rav Nachman and Tainan. But what does Rav Nachman do with this second Mishnah, which implies that there is yesh zika of filah b'treyachai? So Zak the Gemara, Rav Nachman, kash Rav Ashi, Rav Nachman, he is going to, the Mishnah with regards to Rav Ashi is going to be problematic. As we said, again, this implies that there is yesh zika of filah b'treyachai, this problem of Rav Ashi. So how could Rav Nachman respond? So says, you're going to tell me that the same halacha applies that if Levi dies and then Shimon divorced his wife, that the tzara of Levi's widow is going to be mutter because at the end of the day they divorced. So what was Zoe? It sounded like Zoe that the fact that only this case was coming to exclude something over here. The Mishnah is saying that this is the case which they said that if they died or divorced, their tzara is going to be permitted. Lachora, we came from here pretty passionate that this is the halacha because at one point there was a zika. It's still going to sound like that if there was a Zika, it would be problematic. So how are you going to deal with that deal? So Gemara says, what are you going to do? So Gemara responds, it comes to exclude a case in which Shimon married Levi's widow in Yibum. So again, so now Shimon took in Rachel, and then he divorced his wife subsequently. So then if Shimon took Levi's widow in Yibum and then divorced his wife, so then he died without his children. So then Reuben comes, they come before Reuben for Yibum now, if he subsequently dies. So then, she's going to be ushered to that Shimon subsequently does because at one time she was the tzara of the erva of Shimon. Even though she's no longer the time, she was at the time that it was going to be tzara. So the Gemara is saying that lechora this is going to be a shaila though. Based on the Gemara Daf Gimel, we learn that this seems to be a problem because the Mishnah over there implied on Daf Bei is we seem to imply that if that was the exact case, where again, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven and Shimona are going to be sisters and they're both married to Reuven and Shimon, and Levi also dies without his children, he's not related to Rachel, he's unrelated. So now, if Shimon does Yibum with being married to both of them at the time. He was married to Shimona and to Rachel, and then let's say Shimona subsequently dies, and then Shimon dies. So the lacha seems to be that the lacha Daf Beis would seem to tell you that the lacha would be that you're allowed to do. She would be allowed to do Yibum Chalitza with Reuven. However, the Mishnah and the Gemara and Gimel says that no, that it's not the case. You're not allowed to. So over there, we had different explanations of that seemingly stira between the two Mishnayos. So the Gemara is saying, how would you answer that answer? Is going to be critical to the Gemara over here. So Gemara says, "Hani chayi savar lakar Rav Yirmiyah." So now I understand this fitzul with Rav Nachman if he holds like Rav Yirmiyah. The Amar Tavra Mishishan Azul Lozar Azul that in Chanami that it's far later you break it, meaning that whoever teaches us the Mishnah at that base is not going to teach us the Mishnah on Yigimel. That there's a stira by Tana Sever Misa Mapelas, and the Tana of the first parak tells us that the death would be a problem. By Tana Sever Nisuna Rishonim Apilim, whereas the first Tana is telling us that the original marriage caused the wife to form a Yirum. At the end of the day, there's a fundamental machlokas when Shimon comes and takes it Rachel. Is that the beginning stage of Yirum that theoretically if Shimon had died, now we're going to assume that there were Sarov and Erva, or is it not related at all? The fact that Shimon took in Rachel, who was not related, and then subsequently does, not a problem. So that, again, so that would be this. So if you hold up the second answer, that it's a Tavra, so then in a Chanami, so then this Mishnah would be Zoe Lamute Kanas Losov Girish, that this Mishnah could be excluding the case where you have Tsaras who originally are married to each other, and then subsequently died or divorced, then it would be still problematic to do Yibum. Ella Isavala Kirava, but if you hold like Rava Damar Lolam Chatanu, that really both Mishnayos are of the same opinion of Zov in Zarach Lazo Katani, that he taught us in the format that the first halacha, and you not need to necessarily mention Zov in Zarach Lazo, the type of Mishnayos, that there is no Chesh in the second Mishnah, and the second Mishnah would really be teaching us the same halacha, that if Erva was divorced or died, as long as they were not kohes at the moment the husband's death, that would be totally fine. They weren't tarash and erva. That would be the chiddush according to Rava. So then again, then you wouldn't be allowed to zoe the mutima. You wouldn't be allowed to teach us this chiddush that this case is usher because this case is taka mutter. Where if Levi dies and Rachel comes before Shimon and then Shimon subsequently dies, so then in that case, according to Rava, this case is totally mutter. So the Gemara says you're right. We have to hold that Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yirmiyah. In which case, he's understanding the Mishnah is holding that the husband's original marriage causes the wife to eventually form before Yibum. And then when Shimon dies childless afterwards, after taking in Levi's widow, Rachel, in our example, then that would be something which would pater Rachel from doing Yibum, or not allow you to do it. And you can only do Chalitza L'chomra, but you wouldn't do Yibum. You'd not be allowed to do Yibum. So it says, Gemara, Rava. Now, according to Rava, Ani Chayisam, Rav Ashi. Now, I understand if Rava holds like Rav Ashi, And our mission is following the opinion that there is yesh zika zoi lemuute meis below girish. That Rava can understand that the zoi is coming to exclude the case of Yolzik Ravashi where he died without divorcing his first wife, and we're going to hold that there's going to be zika with even shtei achim, and that's the chiddush where they died. Hella yisar la Rav Nachman. If Rava taka holds like Rav Nachman, what's the case of zoi lemuute mai? What is it coming to exclude? Again, because according to Rav Nachman, this case would come to exclude. We're forced to hold like Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah was the one who argues in Rava, so it can't be that Rava would hold like Rav Yirmiyah. So who is Rava coming to exclude? What would this be case? So the Gemara says, you're right. This also we're forced to say, Akarchak Ravashi Israelay. The Rava would hold like Ravashi that our Mishnah is following the opinion that there is Yesh Zika, even betray Achi. And you wouldn't answer the Gemara like the Mishnah like Rav Nachman that holds Ein Zika. Therefore, we gave this approach to answer the Stira in the Mishnah. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lakula, and all these 15 Arayas that we mentioned on Daf Beis, Shayu, Behen Kedushin, of Gershon Besafik, in a case where you weren't sure if they're still fully married, so then so that the kawais would also require chalitza, meaning that if Reuven was married to Reuvena, and Shimon was Suffolk married to Shimona, and Shimon was also married to Rachel, wasn't related at all. So now, normally, the tzar of an erva pasher, if Shimon dies, then a pasher, you should have a case where you don't do Yibamor Chalitza with either her or the tzar according to Veis Hillel, that's even a dindarais, according to Bishamai Tabutta. Okay, that was what we saw before. But now, what if Shimona was a Suffolk Kedushin? So then, there's a Suffolk Dereisa of the fact that you might require Yibamor Chalitza with regards to Rachel, the other wife of Shimon. So what do we say? So then we say that you do Chalitza. You can't do Yibam because the possibility existed to Tzarv and Erva, which would then be an Isser Daraisa, an Isser Kari, so we won't let you do Yibam, but we tell you to do Chalitza to remove the potential Zika. So says the Gemara, Ketza Tzafik Kedushin. What's the case we have? A marriage is questionable. Zorak la kedushin. If the brother was married to her, Shimon had done a safik kedushin. He threw a kedushin, the money, or he gave her the shtar, and it was safik karvlo, safik karvlo. We know when a person is in a rishus rabim, the chazal or masakin, that the dalal al amos shel adam is koneho. So if you throw something within my four amos, it's kone for me. The halacha is I get the kinyan gamar. So now if you throw something, but it's a safik, with if it's four amos for me or not, I'm not sure if I acquired it. So if he was 8 amos away, and he threw something, it wasn't sure whether it was within his 4 amos, or was it then her 4 amos? So we don't know. The Edom didn't see either. They couldn't tell. So the Gemara says that is going to be Safek Karlo, Safek Karlo, that was Safek Kedushin. That's a case of questionable Kedushin. What's Safek Kedushin? A questionable divorce. So says the Gemara, Kasav Bechsav Yadav Ein Alav Edom. If you were to get his own handwriting, but there are no witnesses signed on it, this is a Takana Darabanan, really Midaraisa, it would be fine. So that's the Gemara and Gittin learns it out, but these are a Din Darabanan, which the Gemara says that if they subsequently decided to get married, and they use that get, so we don't say they're Mamzerim, we don't force them to get divorced either. So the Gemara says, Yesh Alav Edim Ezmuzan, or if there was witnesses and there was no data on it, or Yesh Bozman Ve'in Bo'ayla Eid Echad, all these things are only a Takana Darabanan, he wrote only with one witness signed it, this is going to be Midaraisa Chal because the Sofer himself wrote it, and he's the second an aid, since the get is valid only if it's written by the lishma. So then you had it written lishma by the get by the sofer. However, the rabbanan made it also possible because we're afraid you're going to have a sofer who is not a mumcha and he's going to come to make it not lishma. Then it's going to be the issue when you have the two edim. It would be lishma. That was the problem over there. So the Gemara says all these examples. Zeu Safek Gerishin. These are all going to be the shilas of a Safek Gerishin. All these kids are going to be apostle, as we mentioned, they're a banan. But if they decide to get remarried, the child would not be a mamzer. Then it would be midaraisa. We keep it on the level of daraisa. So since the erva is going to be midaraisa, going to be valid, so then that's the Safek of the Gerishin over here. We're assuming that they will require the dinim over here to get only midarabanan as apostle. So therefore, we require the chalitza and not do yibum. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ila beGerishin Safek Karvlo Safek LaKarv Ketani." The Gemara is making a deal. Wait a second. What's going on over here? Why did, when it came to the Kiddushin, we have a very simple case of what's a questionable Kiddushin? Where you throw it and we're not sure if it's Dalad Amas, Karavlo, Karavlo. Why did it say the same exact thing with regards to a get? That implies that when it comes to get, so why we don't do that by a get? We don't mention it by a get. Why do you mention the get? You threw the get within 4 amos, and you weren't sure if it was within her 4 amos or your 4 amos, which again would teach you that you're not sure if it's the get is chal or not. So the Gemara says, "My time. Why is this talk of the case?" So it says, "Azak the Gemara Amar Abba Isha Zu Becheskas Heter Lashuk Omeres." No, because when it comes to the Tzar of an Erva, so prior to the question of her status over here, she is Pasha, she's going to be Lechora, she is going to be Mutter. So, because at the end of the day, if her husband died, the questionable divorce, she would be mutter because Memana Shach, if she's not related, then she's not going to be with him. So, Misafik Atabala Osir here, only because account of that, you're going to come to Asr. Al Tzim Misafik, you should not Asr her based on the account of Safik. Rabba's answer is basically, we're going up to the Chazaka, that the Chazaka is not changing the status over here. Since she has the status of a Tzar of an Erva, she is really permitted to be married, and therefore, when it comes to a divorce, we're not going to assume that this would be problematic. So, the Gemara says, Amar le'abaya iachi, if that's the case, so bekidushin amineima ishes bechazkas hat le'avam omedes. So then why does it say the same thing with the garza kedushin? That this woman is questionable kedushin, she had the status is permitted to the avam in the event of her husband's death, because she should be mutter him. So had the husband died before doing the questionable kedushin with the erva, then lechora she should be mutter to the avam. So then atas her misafik, don't answer her misafik, meaning in the case of the questionable kedushin, we should apply this halacha, the chazaka, where the tzara of the erva would remain in her status as being permitted to the avam, because we're not sure if she really married Shimon. Again, in our case, Rachel, who is not the tzara, again, the tzara was Shimona, was married to Shimon, and Rachel's not related, and Rachel's status of the Kedushin was Mesafik, so keep her as a status of being Heter. So the Gemara says, because this is going to be a problem, because Hai Chumra Adasa de Kulahu. This would be a Chumra that eventually will lead to a Kula. Zimlin the Azil Mikadish La Achosa Kedushin Vada, because it might happen that somebody is going to then go ahead and marry this sister, who again was this questionable Kedushin, and he's going to marry her Bivada. So Vidnami Zimlin the Azil Achar Mikadish La Lidida Kedushin Vada, or somebody else is going to come and marry her in this fashion. But came into Asr Lamitzad Tzar Yibum. So since over here people are going to think that the Tzar of the Erva is going to be Asr to do an Yibum, Amrei, people are going to think that she really was married. So then, and they're going to think that you wouldn't need a divorce L'chumra, which isn't the case. Avada Midareis are going to need a divorce L'chumra. She's in a Safek Mamzer if she gets married, this lady, because she's a Safek that she was married already. Given the comment, Tzrichas Chalitza, since you require Chalitza, so the Gemara says, so again, came into Asr Lamar Tzar Yibum, Amrei, people are going to say, the Kama Kedushin, that the Tavrila of Kedushin, that the questionable Kedushin was a valid Kedushin, and the second one wasn't a Kedushin, but it's not the case. Maybe the second one, Taka, was going to be a valid Kedushin. That's the whole point over here. So Gemara answers, Kevan de Kamatsa, Kevan de Mahasra Chalitza, Mida Yad el Chumra Be'almahu. That since you only allow her to do Chalitza, you don't let her do Yibum, so therefore you know that it's not a Mamash Tzar V'Nerva, you know she wasn't fully married, Mida Yad el Chumra Be'almahu, that it was just a Chumra, and therefore people are going to see that the second case we would have a Safek Kedushin and people would be machmir properly. Okay, Bez Hashem will pick up tomorrow's kasha and this answer, Yachi, tomorrow's daf.